Hey, it's Greg Yate from Breakthrough Leadership in the No Head Trash Nation. And today I want to talk about the problem with results. In fact, it's even more than that. I want to set you free from the overwhelm you're feeling. And maybe someone's telling you that your value is contingent on the results you're getting right now. And it's time to get rid of the head trash and talk about it right now. Don't get me wrong, first of all, don't unplug just yet. You might say, I'm addicted to results if you know me. I want results. And that's not what we're talking about here today. We're talking about pursuing results and how results can get in the way. When they're not in sight, let's face it, anxiety sets in and I start planning how I'm going to get those results. And when I talk to others about what I'm doing, nobody seems satisfied to hear that I'm still in the preparation phase. Oh, I'm getting ready to do something. There seems to be some guilt associated with planning, refining, and even training before the chasing the wild game out in the big hunt. Maybe it's ancestral drive we have. I'm not quite sure. When I tell people what I'm working on, the first question I get is, when's it going to be ready? When'll it be delivered? What's the date? What's holding you back? Hey, I want to stop for a second and say there are times I don't want to put unshrunk cloth on old wineskins, to use the metaphor. And there are times I'm thrilled that I rehearsed just a little longer, dug a little bit deeper, and tested out that big idea, maybe even with you, before I pulled the trigger. One of my humorous reminders to myself is that most of my results have been accidental. Well, they seemed accidental. I want you to consider the possibility that when the call of culture is that your value is in immediate results, it's a lie. The leader's calling is to plant seed. Now, please understand, if you know me, you know I'm a person of action. I have lived and died by my often impulsive actions. It's my greatest strength and my greatest weakness, as they say. But we do live in a day that considers the MVP to be the best way to go. Used to, MVP meant most valuable player. Now it means minimum viable product. Don't wait till it's perfect. In fact, you really have no idea what perfect is. So just put it out there. And in the process of development, you're going to figure it out there in the sunlight when other people can see it and observe it and scrutinize it and test it. And you can literally build it as you go. Now, I don't always disagree with that, but it's not a universal truth either. There's a time to take action and just have faith while you're taking action. I get that. And there's a time to do the deep work of practice. In fact, action and practice are simultaneous things for your success. That can be confusing, right? That's why I made it my mission to help leaders establish what I call my practice zone as an environment where things can mature. Strangely enough, we're in a culture of results, so we manipulate the pain and the fears and the uncertainty of others, even our employees at times, to get the results that we want now. As a keynote speaker and trainer who's led teams with some significant results, I'm often asked, Greg, how do I motivate my people? It makes me flinch. I understand the question, and I know the vicious cycle that it represents. Recently, I read this in Mark 4:26. A man scatters seed on the ground night and day. Whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. See, the problem with results is that we can't get them without planting seed. We can't legislate results. As leaders, we're quick to identify the problem with employees these days. And if you're looking for a conversation starter, let me just throw that one out there because you'll draw a crowd. Sowing seed isn't reactionary. We don't do it to fix a problem or get a quick win. We sow seed because it's a core value and we know it will yield a harvest, even if some of the seed doesn't take. Wow. Your people are begging to be part of the mission and become the best they can be. And they are looking for you to take them there. They're counting on you to sow the seed. Hey, call me crazy. I want to be known as a leader who's planting the seed. It doesn't always come naturally for me. It's a mind shift I resisted for decades. Perhaps you have as well. But when you're ready to assume the true role of leadership, it's going to look like this. You're sowing seed into the lives of others to see where the good soil is. You don't have to control how it grows, only that you sowed good seed. You'll spend more time cultivating and fertilizing and less time isolating and legislating. Your time will be spent in training, equipping those who will reproduce the seed that you've sown in them. Oh, you will create a harvest in the lives of others far beyond the purpose that brought you together. And you'll experience true satisfaction and significance far beyond financial success. The problem with getting results is when results get in the way of the cascading harvest that you'll experience from planting good seed as your highest priority. Don't just keep replacing your soldiers. Get in the practice zone with them and turn them into great warriors. Hey, it's Gray. Just to be clear, the breakthrough you're looking for, it's not going to be found in your own head. We simply can't read the label on the jar we're in, no matter how obvious it is. If you want to become your best, the only path is to surround yourself with others who share your values and mastermind together on the real head trash that locks us up. That's what we do in the Yates Mastermind. Small groups of leaders who are brave enough and vulnerable enough to connect beyond the posturing and beyond the head trash. It's not for everybody, but if you'd like to know more, text Yates, Y-A-T-E-S, to 474747 and let's chat about it. I'd love to meet you and hear your story. Remember, text Yates, Y-A-T-E-S, to 474747 and let's do breakthrough together.